Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
God bless Florida. Brevard County, Florida. Florida woman was arrested for the second time in less than 2 weeks after deputies discovered drugs in a bag labeled definitely not a bag of drugs.
Why does this keep happening? This is the second time we've done a show where we've had to talk about
it. Is
someone labeling a bag? Yeah.
And
definitely
then this lady did
drugs.
It twice within 2 weeks.
Yes, she did it again.
She did it on January 6th. Taryn Acree was first arrested during a traffic stop when she was found with trafficking amounts of meth and was ultimately charged with trafficking meth, possession of methamphetamine with intent to sell, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released 2 days later on a $15,500 bond. Shout out that bondsman who got to cash in. On January 18th, a deputy and canine were on patrol when Acree was again pulled over in a vehicle. While she was a passenger, the driver consented to a vehicle search, believing nothing illegal was inside. However, deputies found meth, needles, Narcan, digital scales, small baggies, cut straws, and other drug-related items in Acree's possessions. Where are those drugs found? In a bag labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs.
That driver's such an idiot. Like, oh, there's no drugs here. No, what do you mean? She has a bag and it says definitely not drugs. I checked her.
It's absolutely incredible. And here's the thing. If you get a look at said individual.
Oh, yeah.
It's straight out of central casting.
Oh, yeah. Faces of meth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like her face might as well have a tattoo that says definitely not a bag full of drugs.
She's not popping up on mugshotties. Like, she's...
Hey, look, we don't kink shame here. Maybe somebody does
she's
like...
She's not. She's not. I was on there today. She's not on there.
Oh, you're on there today?
I it's you a like, quality follow.
You like to peruse for anybody that might
I'd like to make sure that
local.
I want to make sure that our law enforcement is keeping the streets clean from their shenanigans and then seeing who I can save.
Mm. Talk yourself into anyone today?
Not her. She can stay gone.
She doesn't look single mommy enough.
Yeah, you know, the meth ones you typically want to stay away from.
Yeah, like, you know what?
But look. Petty theft, larceny, maybe some assault. Just means maybe they like getting a little weird.
I typically stick to the loitering myself, but you
never
know.
You're not getting the good level.
Vandalism is okay.
That's not the good level of crazy that you're looking for.
Like, I don't want crazy. I want
if you're going to mugshotties, you're not finding sane.
No, I want sane that made a bad decision in a weak moment.
That's well, go to BYU.
She's just subject to poor circumstances.
Tried.
It's not her fault.
Yes, it's the system.
Somebody,
it's not her.
Somebody else led her astray.
In my younger days, if you're perusing that particular world, you're looking for a little bit of crazy. You're not looking for the one misdeed.
A little.
No. The one misdeed you can find. You know. You find the girl that went to the Catholic school that got a tattoo. Like, that's,
bruh, are we
that's
not,
what you're looking for.
Are we not allowed to make mistakes in America anymore? I thought this was America.
No, certainly you are.
And you can make a mistake.
You can definitely save them. Look, and I'm just saying, the mistake you want them to make is probably some light assault.
No, because then I think they might assault me. And I don't want to be assaulted.
Yeah, guess what? Usually you have to pay extra.
Believe it or... Whoa. Believe it or not.
Where'd you put that ball gag?
Exactly. Where did that come from?
Is this from an old guy movie and I'm missing it? Or are you guys just...
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of old guys in the movie.
I was going to say, are you guys making references that I don't understand again?
The first part of it, no. The last part of it, yes. A little Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
you're talking about Bruce... Okay.
That's where Bring Out the Gimp comes from. But no, the ball gag, well, when we get to the next commercial break. I'll explain where that comes from.
No, pretty, I don't. I think
I'm pretty
I'm good.
Effing far from okay.
I think I'm good. I don't need you to paint me a picture. I think I'm fine where I'm at. I'm gonna
like I said. This is never a show that is kink friendly. We'll never kink shame here.
I am going to stay with the people that are smart enough to not have their drugs in a bag labeled definitely not drugs. I'm going to stick with the...
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the people who have a hollowed out space in their car.
The petty vandalism.
Look, I mean, you have the fake tire and the wheel well or the speaker jack. Like, there's so many better places to put your drugs.
Not to tell you where to put your drugs, but
I'll tell you where to put them.
I think I've seen enough movies. Like, just put it in your trunk.
Well, no, you don't make it... quite so accessible. You put it in the trunk in a hollowed out place.
Or just underneath, like there's most cars have, you know, the spot for the spare tire. Just throw it in there.
Because nobody ever looks there.
The cops aren't gonna look.
First place they're gonna look, actually, Will.
Well, if the cop pulls you over for a traffic violation, they're not gonna look there.
Also, don't consent to a search.
They were pulled over for a traffic violation, were they not?
They were the passenger.
So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. The second arrest was because she was in a passenger and the driver got pulled over and did not know that said passenger...
For a traffic violation.
...had a bag that said... that was full of drugs.
Definitely not.
Definitely
drugs.
Not.
Also, guys, have you not seen Scarface? Don't get high on your own supply.
Well, I would imagine the person driving, who's driving with this person, not to make any assumptions or cast any aspersions.
Probably not necessarily terribly innocent themselves.
No, and I mean...
They said they didn't know.
I often don't know.
Are you
not
going to take them for their word?
I often don't know if somebody who looks like that doesn't have a copious amount of Narcan. Look, responsible meth user has the Narcan in case the meth goes bad.
That was going to be a question that I asked as well. Are you going to be in trouble for having Narcan? Because isn't Narcan there to save you if you OD?
Yes.
So if I, like, which is kind of like...
Yeah, but I think you're not supposed to just kind of be carrying that around loosely.
No, you can. Like, they actually sell it, hilariously, they sell it at the pharmacy at the front counter in Newburgh.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
Like, so, do you want to save a life? Buy Narcan. It was like $20 or something.
I did notice
like
one of the last times I was waiting in line at the pharmacy, they had all of the various drug testing supplies and whatnot in the kits, and that are specific for like marijuana, cannabis, la cocaina, the methamphetamines.
I'm surprised they don't have like one that like runs the gamut. Like they're just like specific
just kind of all
ones.
Inclusive.
I'm like, yeah, like
yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah,
because
they
want those people that have all of them in their systems to have to spend all that capital.
Yeah, that's true.
Spend the capital on the drug test rather than the drugs.
You know what? That's
a good way to stop
this
there being drugs.
A bit of a pivot, but Suk has talked about when he knows he's gone. He's going to go out in international waters and
and
do all of the drugs. And I was like, I kind of want to be in that same headspace and then like have all of the different drug tests. And then take them afterwards and be like, you don't work. I very clearly have that in my blood right now.
Like, I've tricked you. I've beat
you're
you.
You're a bunch of phonies.
I
took all these drug tests. I got 100% on every one.
Just salute and fall face first into the ocean.
I have so many questions. And I don't think.
Go on.
Not just for you, but for also back to meth lady who keeps getting caught. Why wouldn't she change her MO? She already got caught with a bag that said definitely not drugs.
Did you hear what was in the bag?
Well, yes, again,
methamphetamine.
But shouldn't meth like help you like be more likely to do things?
Brother, no, I had
heroin
somebody,
makes you
I had
sleepy.
Somebody tell me that somebody was hacking into their phone.
From meth?
They were on meth and they're like, "Can't you see this? Can't you see this?" Like somebody like was like hacking their phone like in front of them.
Known on the bright side, it's just another reason not to do meth.
Maybe she should change course and buy a bag that says, guess what? This bag definitely has drugs.
Reverse
they won't
psychology.
Check it.
Well, I do appreciate that she had her bag of drugs ready for the officer. Just makes the search and seizure that much easier.
In my head, she had them in the back seat. Like, it was just sitting out there playing for everyone
purse.
To see. You think so? You think they're just, like, right there in the purse?
I'm going to hope it was in her purse.
Yeah.
I want it to be in the backseat.
Yeah. I mean,
I really hope it was in her purse.
Yeah, they just
oh,
definitely not in the back seat
of the car.
Same. There's a lot of places you could put drugs.
I've heard
the prison wallet.
I've seen Get Hard. Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, make sure you tag that Will Ferrell on the end of that a lot faster next time.
It's a movie. They talk about it in the movie.
Good Lord.
That pregnant pause was almost your undoing, sir.
Yeah, I've seen Edward Penis Hands.
I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to quote Will Ferrell movies out here anymore.
Oh, God.
This is ridiculous.
In the break, we might need to see if that pause lets, because if there's too much airspace on that one.
It still wouldn't be the worst drop I have
fancy
here.
Moses.
No, it's a good spot to
good
be.
Good Lord.